we're up to, we are in the middle of Sif Katan Hey. It is on page Reish Lamed Ches. Let's review the halacha very quickly and we'll pick up where we left off in the middle of the Shach. Okay, we're in the middle of learning the laws of eggs. If you slaughter a chicken, anyone here slaughtered chicken recently? Recently? No? If you slaughter a chicken and you discover eggs, what status do the eggs have? Do we say that the egg is basar, being that it's part of the bird, or do we say that since the egg already has been partially formed, the egg is independent, it's separate, and it's not considered basar? L'may nafkamina, are you allowed to take this egg and cook it with milk? Furthermore, are you allowed to eat, if you do eat this egg as is, are you allowed to drink milk after you eat this egg? So we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, the truth is there are so many opinions. I was also trying to do a little preparation in the Badeh HaShulchan. Badeh HaShulchan, he has a lot of elaboration upon every little prat in these Nyanim. And the truth is among the Rishonim there are so many opinions, and such a large range. So we really were just touching upon what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, who differentiates between an egg that has both the yolk and the egg white. By the way, the yolk is formed first, of course, and then after the yolk is formed, then forms the egg white, and then the shells come. So if both of them have already been formed, then we can consider it to be independent, and it's no longer considered basar. But if only the yolk has formed, then it's considered to be basar, and it may not be cooked with milk. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch again. Halacha hey. Beitzim hanimtzoim ba'ofas, eggs that are found inside of a bird that has been slaughtered. Imhim nigmuros, if they are complete. What does it mean complete? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, dahayinu sheyesh lam chelboin. Chelboin is from the word cholov, white, milk. It, the egg white is present. V'chelmoin, and the yolk is pregnant. Af alpi, here is the chiddush, the leniency of the Shulchan Aruch, which is only one of many opinions in the Rishonim. Af alpi shehu mu'ura begidim, even though it's still attached, there are still some type of sinews that are connecting the egg to the inside of the chicken. Harei zeh gemura, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we consider it to be complete, and therefore mutu le'achlo b'cholov, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Notice, you're allowed even to eat it with milk. Aval. In ein lo ella chelmoin, if only has the yolk, osur, it is osur to levashlam becholov, you're not allowed to cook it with milk. Aval bot, even though you're not allowed to cook it with milk, aval lemochlam befnei atzma mutar lechol achrem gevino echolov, but you are allowed to eat afterwards gevino echolov. Now, before we read what it says inside, I'll just tell you what I saw in the Badeh HaShulchan. He explains this last halacha. What is the reason why we wait 6 hours between eating meat and milk? There are two reasons. Basar. Reason number one, basar ben shinayim, shinayim. There might be some little pieces of meat that get caught between your teeth. Number two, the tam. The tam remains and lingers on in your mouth. According to how he explains, is that this halacha, if the egg is incomplete, in other words, it's only a yolk and the white is not formed, you would possibly be misled to believe that it's not called meat. We're machmir. There's a chumrah. It's not called meat. It's called it's just called a waste product. It's not called meat. And therefore, even though we're machmir and we're not allowed to cook this with milk, we're not so machmir to say that you can cook it with, that to require you to wait 6 hours after eating it to eat milk. That's not necessarily the correct interpretation. The more accurate interpretation is that the truth is this egg yolk really is called meat. That's really the ikar. It really is called meat. And if it's meat, that's why really the ikar hadid, you're not allowed to cook this meat with milk. Now you have to understand it's only midirabbanan, because bird meat anyway is only midirabbanan, it's not midiraisa. But the truth is, if you have an egg inside of the chicken, the egg really is called meat, because the egg only has the yolk, does not have the white. It's really called meat. Why then do you not need to wait 6 hours? Because the two reasons do not apply. it's not possible, it's not unlikely, the Metzius says, that anything will be left over between your teeth. When it comes to meat, there's a real concern that some of the remnants of the meat will be stuck between your teeth when you drink milk. But when it comes to an egg yolk that's been taken out prematurely from a chicken, it's not shayich that any remnant of the egg yolk will get stuck between your teeth.
You cook it to hard boiled, why not?
That's what the Bade Shulchan says. The degree, even though you cook it, even though you're going to become hard, it's not meat. Meat has a tendency to get stuck between your teeth. It's a different consistency. It's a different consistency. And the second time, a flavor, it's a different consistency. There's no fat, there are no juices. It's a different texture. There's no flavor that's going to be left over in the egg yolk that will be a problem of basa b'chalav. So it's a whole interesting insight. The truth is, the yolk really is called meat. And that's why you're not allowed to cook it with milk. And you're not allowed, certainly not allowed to eat it with milk. But as far as waiting 6 hours, the reason why it's mutter is because you have to go back to the reason why you have to normally wait 6 hours between meat and milk. And those two reasons do not apply here in this case. Okay. Same thing. It doesn't apply. Whether it's 3 hours, whether it's 1 hour, that's just a minute how long you have to wait. But waiting does not apply in this case. Yeah?
What about chicken?
This is chicken.
No. You mean eating real chicken?
No, you have to wait 6 hours. That's a given. That's gonna be later on. Later on, Shulchan. That's later on. That's you have to wait. There's no that far Chazal will not make them. Chicken is midrabban. All the rules will apply to chicken. Okay, let's go back to the previous page where it says we're up to Ois Yud. Ois Yud in the Shach. The Shach says that the only thing that's written is the chelmon is the yolk. Then it has the status of meat. So again, it's on page Reish Lamed Ches Ois Yud in the Shach. Hatam the kol shlo nigmar el hachelmon levad dinon kibosar atzmai. Like we just finished saying, it really is called meat. Even though, and here he says the very big chumra, this so everything over here is subject to debate. Even if you cut open the chicken and you find there the egg yolk, and the egg yolk is not attached, it's loose, there are no gidin. So you would be inclined to suggest that if there are no gidin, even though it's only a yolk, this should be considered to be something that's separate, a waste product, and it should be mutter, it should not be considered to be meat. No, he's machmir. It's also its meaning may not eat with milk. Now here he's coming to be machmir. Even an egg that is complete, the egg white and the yolk and the shell, here he's coming to introduce a new layer of stringency, and the yolk and the shell is soft. Does not say this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is being machmer lechatchila ein leochlam becholav. You should not eat it with milk. Af al pi she'enu meuras begidin. Period. Because you found it inside, and the shell is soft. Avol b'diavad kvar nispashul becholav motiv. Amnam b'diavad it's going to be motiv. Amnam imhein meuras. But of course, it goes without saying that if it's meuras. Oser afilu b'diavad. That's what it says. If it's meuros begidin, then it's going to be. And if it's meuros begidin, he says over here. He seems here to say he's even more machmir than when it says in the Shulchan Aruch. If it's meuron begidin, even if you have the yolk and you have the white, but the shell is soft, it's oser afilu b'diavad v'chein ikol lahalacha. Debates in gemuros haynu shenigmu b'chelman v'chelboin. Ach imadayin kliposan raka, but if the shell is still raka, yesh chiluk bein mu'uros legidin oylo olo dibi mu'uros. If it's mu'uros, afilu b'di'eved osar. Uve einan mu'uros, if they're not connected, mutter. So therefore, when you're dealing with an egg that has a klipa that's racha, it has both the chelboin and the chelmoin, but the klipa is racha, we distinguish between mu'uros and she'enan mu'uros. Mu'uros are osar, she'enan mu'uros are mutter. Ve'ulam oisabak etanim shlenigmu elech v'chelmon, but the small eggs that only have the yolk, levat afilu hein muuros aser af b'diavad. That's given. If you only have the egg yolk and it's muuros, that's aser afilu b'diavad. You shouldn't have the kibguf habasar. New nira. The afim lo nigma ella achelman vehein muuros yesh talka. And then he goes on to say that b'shas hatchak you can be makel yesh talka das rashi akoponim behefsid miruba. Okay. Now then he goes on to say what. Oh, that's itself is a discussion. That is very big discussion. What is called a hefsid mubah? So Baruch Hashem, we live in a time of prosperity. We don't have any hasaga what it means an egg, the value of even having an egg. Okay, let's go further. Well, mashnei hagos hanashna. Here he goes on to say over here that everything we've just said basically is irrelevant. Everything we've just said is irrelevant. He had it very often in Shulchan Aruch. You learn a sugya, you spend weeks on a sugya, and then you realize, by the way, it's irrelevant because the minig is to be machmer. And that's what he says over here. Mashnei hagos hanashim leesor leochlam mecholav afilu dinigmeru legamri vegam haklipa hakitzoyna kosha ein zekim chumer beolma. It's the minig of nashim if they cut open a chicken and they find inside of it an egg, and the egg is hard, it has the chelboin and the chelmoin, and the klipa is kosher, it's kosher, which would automatically mean that it's mutter, yet the minig of nashim is to be machmir and to treat it as basar. It's a chumra ba'alma, hilkach b'makam she'ein minig, a lochosh lezeh klal. But he does introduce over here, and in fact this is discussed in the Badei HaShulchan, the Siminog of Nashim. Again, by us today, this whole thing is totally done again, so we almost never see a chicken. We never have these situations where you're going to find, you're going to have these situations where it's processed and they have to go about this. Okay, let's go to the next Yud Aleph. It says it is Osir. You're not allowed to cook when the egg is incomplete. You're not allowed to cook with milk. Yud Aleph is lashon zem megumgum. When it says here Osir levashlam, so he says that it's a mistake. It's not a mistake, but it's imprecise because you are allowed to cook it. Lashon zem megumgum dochal levashl vaday muter. We learned before that when it comes to besar oif with cholov, you are allowed to cook. The issue is you're not allowed to eat because it's only osam b'drabanan. Zeloshes and gungum to chabel vashel vaday muter. Shafilu oif gufa. We learned before, at least according to the Shach, according to the Mechaber, afilu oif gufa muter levashel b'cholov kedila b'siv gimel. We learned before that if it's only osam b'drabanan, you are allowed to cook, even though you're not allowed to cook the raisa, but cooking midrabon is muta. So therefore, this also this is bird. It's only a bird meat, and bird meat, the egg is no worse than bird meat, and bird meat is mutter. Kidlam sev gimel im kein kol shkein abeitzim shemit shematila she matila mutter levashlam chadar that the chicken lays. You're allowed to cook the b'cholof. El levada, when it says here in Shulchan Aruch levashl is imprecise. Levada kavonase loymash also loichlam, you're allowed to eat it. B'cholof v'din melicha, and fine. Then he goes on, he says melicha. That's another topic of discussion, which was discussed previously in Siman Ayin Aleph. Let's see on the bottom over here, Oisiyutes. It says here on the bottom, Oisiyutes. It says Ratzalam loichlam lavdafka loichlam la'idi bishul. Okay, he just makes one point, and he says here that you're not allowed, when we have eggs that are incomplete, that have been found inside of a chicken, you're not allowed to eat them together with milk, even if you're not cooking them together. Eating the two together is off limits. The only leniency is you don't have to wait 6 hours in between the two. Okay, let's go to the next one. Yudeis. The last shach in this sif katan, avol im ochlam b'fnei atzman, mutur lechol achareihem givino oicholav avol b'shabetz madain murim be'eshkol. Even if the eggs are 100% attached to their source and has a status of a basa, you don't have to wait 6 hours. V'chein afilu beitzim shloim nigmar ella hachelman nimgam him murim be'eshkol mutur lochol achareihem givino oicholav uber b'mur be'oshkol perish mechuberis be'bisar hashedra. No matter what, even in the worst scenario, you do not need to wait 6 hours after eating these eggs. On the bottom, in Ois Chof Aleph, he writes, Motor l'echol achareihem givino echolov, ayin prichodosh, who disagrees. Shehisig ala shach. So look at that. V'chasu d'kol sh'enem gmuros asu l'ochlam achareihem cholov ayin shach. He disagrees with this whole halacha. And he holds that when you're dealing over here with eggs that are incomplete, you have to wait 6 hours. I'm beyond Yehuda Perik the. I'm not sure what that means. Sif Kod Nches. Shekosav the ikal ledina ke hashach. The halach is like the shach. You can smuter. The afil lo nigmar ella hachelon muter. The ayin. Darke Torah Sif Koton Chafhei Shakosav the Avshal Nigmar Ayadina Chelbon Lagarin Mutalach Lach and Chol of the Ikur is like the Shach. You do not need to wait 6 hours, and to you we lift the Badei Hashulchan because the two reasons do not apply. It's not going to get stuck between your teeth, and it's not going to leave over any flavor. Let's now go back into the Taz. Sure, Taz. Let's go back on the previous page where it says Oisvav Motor La Oichla B'Cholav. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat an egg that is complete with milk, meaning it has the yolk, it has the egg white, and the shell is, the shell that was a topic of discussion, is it hard, is it not hard, but basically if the egg is complete, then it's mutter. V'hod aminal el perik sivim pevav, sivdalid the behema. The Hidat Harnagolis al Znovas, who's asking the question we had before of Hitila Beitzim Dasuros Mishum Evinachai, he's asking the same question that we learned yesterday in the Shach. There's a contradiction here when it comes to Evinachai Im Uris Begidin. Alma, we learned there, Kevan Shem Urbi Choshev Kibosar. So we have a contradiction. We learned there that with regard to the laws of Ever Min Hachai, even if the egg is complete, the yolk and the white is there and the shell is hard, if it's Mu'ur, the gidin, it's basar for even min achai, and here we're saying that it's not called basar. You can eat it with milk. The yeshloima. The answer is the leinyan nisra even min achai calls man shemuura begidin choshev kibasar. The basic answer is there are two different dinim. Ever min achai has its set of rules, and basar b'cholov has its set of rules. Nash enkin kan leinyan beitza shenigmara imut lavash b'cholov. Nearly the ein habeitza choshev kibasar kol sheyesh lechelman lechelboin afopi shemuura adayin begidin, as long as it's more begidin umutu medina lavash b'cholov. Aver Menachai does not need it to be a din basar. He's like, he's giving one of the three answers that we gave yesterday in the Shach. The Shach yesterday gave three answers, and this is one answer. The mitzad basar, really, it's not basar. Once the egg is complete, once the egg already has a yolk and egg white, and the shell is partially hard, it's not called basar. But just because it's not called basar, it's still an aver. It's still an aver Menachai. Hay l'chud v'hay l'chud. Eiver minachai does not mean it's basar. Eiver minachai can be part of the body, an appendage to the body that does not have the status of basar, and that's why it is eiver minachai. Umut medina l'vash b'cholov v'ulam liyin halacha kos abal tumas adeshim b'hagos sharei dura shenohagu b'zeh hanoshim isur. He quotes here the same thing that we mentioned here on the bottom in the shach before, that the noshim we mentioned on the bottom, that they have a custom b'nagu bo hanoshim isur diafilu maklipa hachitzoyna koshel legamri yeish lahachme lechatchil shem lechol b'cholov av b'dievid kol zman shenigma haklipa afilu b'kurum levad luchotzagi ve'ein lov din b'osa b'cholov. So he says over here that there is a minag of noshim. Okay, minag Yisrael Torah, if you find inside a chicken an egg, even though the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay, the yolk and the white is there, and it's a hard shell, it's a minig of noshim to be makbid, and to treat it as if it's basar, and not to cook it together with, not to eat it together with milk. So you gotta keep a chesh, then he says, that's a previous topic. Okay, next topic halacha vav. This has many modern applications. This halacha, what exactly is the prohibition of basar b'cholov? Today there are many modern techniques of heating food, microwave. Okay, cooking something in a microwave, does that have the status of bishul, or does that have the status of what it says here, hamu'ushon v'hamu'vushul b'chametir, steam? Today it's a very popular technique in cooking, and especially in the commercial industry, is they cook through the use of steam. Whole different technique. So it says here, hamu'ushon v'hamu'vushul b'chametir, if you take meat and milk, smoke. So smoke here really means steam. You have water, and the water is producing steam, and you have food on top, and the food is being cooked in the steam. Is that called cooking? Not really. So if you have meat and milk being cooked in such a fashion, or b'chamei tveria, you dip it into a hot spring. Ein loikin alav, this is not an iser de oiraisa. V'chein hamavashal b'basar nekid. It's awesome. It's also, but it's not their eyes. It's only with the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Nafka Minis will be, is it also Behana? is that when it comes to animal food, when it comes to working a person, the person has stock in companies that do these things, or you have a franchise, and they make the, you, let's say you have a hotel, you own a hotel, and there's a non-kosher restaurant, and part of the cooking there is done, whatever, all different shilas. Is this important to know? Is this the rice to the banan? So you have different situations in the industry, I don't know what they are, but there are certain ways where they do it through steam, and there it's only yisim midraban in Chamei Tveria. And then you come to the question, what about a microwave? And there are other techniques. There are a lot of these very sophisticated techniques and how they cook things, and it is done through these electrical techniques. Many hold that it's not Issa Deraisa, it's only also Midrabanan, because you're not allowed to be Machadesh more than what the Torah says Beferish. The Torah says Beferish cooking. Cooking means you put something in a pot of water and you put on a fire. That's it. You want to go and zap it with electrical current?
If you have an electric stove.
An electric stove also is not so simple. I mean, you have an electric stove that's like a chelas, and you have a pot of water. A pot of water, you put this, that's luchari, that's deraisa. Because the gacheles has a din of esh. But you're right, there are every day there are new things, there are new inventions coming out every single day. What? Mu'ushin?
Mu'ushin,
as long as there's no water, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's not, it doesn't matter. Even if there is water, the source of heat is not a fire. It's coming. What's cooking it is the steam. The steam is what's bringing.
What happens if you
have basa b'chol have been cooked together? However, they've been cooked together, and the source of heat that's cooking them together is steam. It's steam. It's not direct fire. So that's
now
going to.
Are you allowed to cook something flesh in the microwave and later cook something milchik in the
microwave? In the same microwave? No. In the same microwave? You really need two microwaves. There are ways to do it. It has to be wrapped. Has to be clean. But it's very not practical. It's very not practical to use one microwave for both milks and fleishiks. You have to wrap it up very, very well. If you wrap it up very, very well, then
don't
you can
do it.
Then, like, you go to a hotel and you want to warm something in a tray for microwave. So as long as it's wrapped very, very well, it's okay. The problem is when you wrap something when you heat something for a prolonged period of time in a microwave and it's wrapped, it's sealed, it's going to explode. It's dangerous. It's going to explode. And then when it does explode, then obviously the vapors are all spreading, so you have a problem. Okay, you have to have the right technique.
We had that problem in Colorado. They wanted to have kosher sandwiches in the stadium. So they bought it, and we didn't know what it was for, the way they wrapped it. And then the Bada Rabbanim in Colorado went crazy.
Because it wasn't wrapped properly.
It wasn't wrapped properly because what happened was you need some sort of vent to let the steam out, otherwise it would just,
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So Hamushim, now next halacha. The next halacha over here is. Let's go next. Let's go through the next part. V'chein amavashel basar b'mei cholof. Mei cholof. What is mei cholof? Mei cholof is a very, very complicated topic. Whey. What is whey? Well, it's basically just. There are many opinions in modern poskim. What precisely is the definition of mei cholof? We'll just translate it now as a byproduct of milk. It's not the ikar milk. When they make cheese, when the cheese curdles, then there's this liquid which drops to the bottom or floats to the top, and then they take that and they cook it, and when they cook it they can separate the top from the bottom. It's very complicated, but whatever it is a byproduct of milk. It's not the ikar chelik of milk, it's the byproduct. So does this have the status of chol of mamish? It says no. May cholof, whatever that may be, this byproduct of milk, it is not called cholof, it is only also midrabanan. Or the cholof mesa. Let's say they open up an animal, they slaughter an animal, and then they take out the kachal, they take out the udder, and in the udder there's a collection of milk. And you want to drink that milk. Is that milk? The answer is no, that milk is not awesome. And I tell you, have regular milk. It's amazing. You can have real milk. The milk that's in the udder is not awesome in Atayra. Why? When the animal is dead, it's no longer roy to be a mother. It's no longer roy to produce, to have children. So therefore, the milk that's collected in the udder of an animal, you can have a lot of milk. And that milk technically can be used to you can cook that milk with meat, minat Torah. But Rabbanan, you cannot do so. But milk that comes from a mase of dead animal, oy becholov zohar. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean the zohar of a human being, or does it mean the zohar of an animal? So, in other words, we already discussed that the milk of an isha is also midirabbanan. Yeah, it's marasayin, so it's only also midir marasayin, not also midirabbanan. Here, the pash is the machloek is really what it means. We'll see the mafarshim in a moment, but we're going to assume now it means the milk of a male animal. We're not discussing human beings here. We're discussing animals, and even though it's not normal, male animals do not produce milk. Occasionally, there are some mutants, some deviants, some creatures that are a little bit different, and they do produce milk. However, these males cannot possibly give birth, cannot possibly be called an aim. So if you have a cow that is giving milk, and the cow is a male, a bull that's giving milk, it's strange, it's a strange thing. It's a very rare occurrence. Something wrong with its hormones, that the genes, it's something very strange, but it's not in the category loisivashel gidi bachalev imo. Imo by definition means a female. And therefore, if the creature is a male, even though it's giving forth milk, there is no din basar b'chalaf. Okay, so if you want to have a cheeseburger, in a Torah, you can have a cheeseburger by just taking milk, either from a dead cow, or by taking milk from a male bull that is producing milk. Well, let's say, what about blood? Instead of cooking meat with milk, you cook blood. Does blood have the status of bosar? The answer is no. So if you have a mixture, a dish of blood, animal blood, with milk, besides the prohibition of drinking dam, okay, put that aside. But what about the deraisa of basa b'chalav? No, there is no basa b'chalav because...
What?
Cooked
blood, I don't know if that's deraisa.
It's no, the kliv karas. I mean, once it's cooked, because dam ha-nefesh is karas.
Okay, once it's cooked...
Then there's no chiv losas even? Could be right, I don't know. But there's not going to be a din basar no matter what, because blood does not have a din of basar. Potter. There's no like mishum basar b'chalav. Okay, let's see what it says over here on the bottom. Let's start over here what it says. Ois yud gimel. Ain like in a love zelosh na Rambam. Perik tes milchos machlos asuras halachavav. Hamu ushun. Is kloimar basa b'cholav shenischamu yachad be'oshan smoke. Smoke here means steam. Oshan means smoke, but it means steam. V'chinu b'vashal basa b'cholav b'chamei tveria. Ba'ayehi b'yushalmi, it's a question in Yushalmi paragraph, and darm ich hashivi kibishol inyin basa b'cholav olav, v'loi ifshuta, and the truth is the Gemara has a teiku. The Gemara does not answer the question. We have a suffik Torah. B'meilo, when it's a suffik d'oraisa, it's osur, but there's no malchus. V'ein like an al suffik. Avol, but isur midrabanon mi'ikah, period. V'chein b'cholav meso, v'chol niskor kan, mashmo yakoponim osur midrabanon, it's at least osur midrabanon. Now he's going further. Okay, he's going into a moment which we did not yet do. Okay, so the next page will do it in a moment. In other words, he's going to point out the contradiction between what it says here when the Ramah is going to say on the next page, the Ramah, when he talks about Zohar, he's referring to a human being. But what it says in the Mechaber that we just read, like we said, refers to the milk of a male animal, does not have a din d'oraisa. Let's see what it says in the note Chav Gimel. Hamavashal b'chametferio linyan nimel isim also b'hana. Now we know one thing, that you're not allowed to do it. Chametferio is also midrabanan. Ibay deloy ifshuta. What about deriving pleasure? Hana. Ayim b'chadosh shivkan beish shakasad chalik binyan isra hana bin hamushan l'bein hamavushal b'chametferio. So he differentiates between the two when it comes to hana. The mushan also b'hana. Mushan, when you steam, it's also b'hana. Midrabanan. Avam mavushal b'chametveria mutar b'hana ach b'prichar toyar sivkan dal hesig alav hehelu d'gam mavushal b'chametveria also b'hana. He's even more machmir. V'sim d'kol zeh b'ma'ashen b'asa b'chol b'oifin shem choyi b'vashal mamash hoy also ma'atoyra. He goes on to say, when we hold it, it's going to be also b'hana. It's only if you would have cooked this type of meat and milk, you would have violated nisar d'ay raisa. Aval ha'ma'ashen b'asa b'mecholav, if it's only mecholav ay b'cholav shechuta, milk of an animal that, in other words, an animal that's dead, mamesa, Ain also el be'achila, so that's only also midrabanan. So now, if at most it would only also midrabanan, when you do it through steam, avoloi b'hana, ve'ain be'chashash is a bishul bishul af lechatilik. Then it's only also midrabanan. So therefore, you're not going to be machmir when it comes to a situation where you've steamed it or you've cooked it b'mei b'chamei tveria. Next, you go back to Yudal, back to the shachan ois Yudal, b'chol of Mesa. Kiloimar. Cholov sheyotze mimenu liachar misas, an animal dies, and then you open up its udder and you take out the milk. And chilik ben imesa miatzma ben shnishchata, it makes no difference whether it had shchit or not. Kimavur lekamon tzimitzani gadi kachal chavav. Okay, let's see on the bottom chavav on the bottom. Meisa, we'll jump around based upon on the letters. Chavav meisa miyatsa nishchata v'im yatsa mimenu cholav achashchita ba'oida mefarcheset sarchien kevon. Since the noktu dafka meisa, okay, this is a shaila. If the animal gave out milk at the time of death when it was still shaking, what status does it have? For kolzman shloim meisa mamish osa chalba b'vasa me'atayra, as long as the animal did not yet die 100%, it's going to be osa. Okay, next shach. Tes vav ein loikin al achilas mishum basa b'cholav kein hu loshen Rambam shom amashma ein loikin al achilas mishum basa b'cholav al mishum dam loikin al achilas al kaponim shib al afapish shabishlay. You discussed if you have blood and blood was cooked with milk, so blood is not called basar, so there is no prohibition of basar b'cholav, but there is a prohibition of achilas dam. You'll ask the question, but maybe the issa derais is only when the blood is in its raw state. Once blood has been cooked, maybe there is no issa derais. No, so the Rambam paskins blood even after it's been cooked, it's also min ha-Torah. Bishul disfilei the dam shebishlei also min ha-Torah. Avla nan kaimul, and that may be the Rambam's opinion, but we do not accept al halacha. The dam shebishlei or shemolchei also midraban vein loikin alav. There is no malchus. So turn comes out that you get nothing min ha-Torah. If a person were to take meat, I would take blood and milk and cook them together, he would be exempt min ha-Torah 100%. There's no iser basa b'cholav because blood is not called in halacha meat, and there's no iser for drinking blood because the iser deraisa blood is only in its raw state, not after it's been cooked or after it's been salted. Okay, let's now just see on the bottom. There we have left out some of the notes. Let's do chav gimel. It says kol anisker kan v'yosem midrabanan. Everything we mentioned over here in the halacha is only osa midrabanan. Mei cholav, cholav zohar, cholav mesa, all of these different types of examples, or it's the method, if it's been steamed, or you have cooked it the mechamei tzeria. The kosheli, the maishna basar chayiv the oif, the mutter bebishol the hana. Why is this different than? Why is it different than? Then chaya v'oif, where you're allowed to cook and you're allowed to derive benefit. In other words, why over here are we so machmir? It's one thing you're not allowed to eat. It's a given that you're not allowed to eat all of these things. You're not allowed to eat milk and meat together. But here in this halacha, it says you're not allowed to even cook these things together. That's what it says. Ha-me'ushon, we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ha-me'ushon, v'ha-me'vushon b'chamei tveria. Ain loikin alav. You don't get malchus, but you're not allowed to cook. V'chein amavashal basa b'mecholav, b'cholav mesa, b'cholav zohar, shibishal dam b'cholav, pater v'ain loikin. There's no chil malchus, but you're not allowed to cook it. So why are you not allowed to cook it? Why are all of these different things different than the prohibition, than when it comes to bird meat, and when it comes to chaya, where you are allowed to cook? T'mashna basa chaya v'oiv d'muta b'bishol v'zahana v'tzorachin gadol. V'yavna primogodim p'ritoi pasa t'cholava kan muta b'bishol v'hana. So he wants to go say a very big chiddush, that when it says in the Mechaber, ain loikin alav, you don't get malchus, not only do you not get malchus, it's mutul lechatchila. That's not the pashup shah. The pashup shah is you don't get malchus, but you're still not allowed to do these things. Now, as far as the kasha, I know, I'm just as a layman, I don't understand what's the kasha. When it comes to basar oif and it comes to basar chay, everyone knows it's obvious that this is only osam midrabban. Everyone knows this is bird meat and this is a deer, and it's only midrabbanon. So don't eat it. But cooking you can do. When it comes to all of these things, not everyone knows, there's more of an element of marasayin. When you see a person cooking necholof, the byproduct of milk, to the onlooker it looks like it's real milk. When you see a person that's cooking blood with milk, blood really resembles meat to some degree. I mean, it's blood, but it's all part of the product. It could be these things, it's not so obvious to a person who's an observer that you're only doing an issa midrabbanan. It may be more of a chash of marasayin. People are not knowledgeable in all of these halachas. They may think that you're doing an issa deraisa, and therefore there's more of a need to be machmir when it comes to the list given here in this sinnet. Okay, let's do the next halacha. Hamavashal basa b'mei chalaf. Ois chaf da'alit. B'mei chalaf. Kedisa b'gemar. Hamavashal b'mei chalaf patu. V'chasa taisis sham. Te'asa d'rabanan mi'ika me'hadu l'agtani mutar abu patu. The fact that it doesn't say that it's mutar, it's asa mid'rabanan me'chalamar patar avalasar. You're not allowed to do it. Like we learned before, it's asr. Or the inyan tsir gevina, tahainu halachluchas hayotzi mi'agvina lidei melicha. Okay, here's another example of what may be called mechalaf. He calls this the tsir gevina. When you curdle the cheese.
This is the real way.
So, have a lukuli alma, so this lachluchas that comes out of the cheese. Alide melicha, have a lukuli alma, kmo hagvina atzma. Ulvashla in basar, have iser Torah, it's awesome in the Torah, kmo bibishla chalav mamish in basar. So obviously, he's getting over here into the nitty gritty. What exactly is the precise definition of me chalav? In the Badeh HaShulchan, he has many categories of me chalav. And it seems there's really a big machlekes apayskim how to properly define mechalav. That would probably result for us, anything that is a byproduct of milk will automatically have an OUD. It's not going to be something where you can add into a dish. Yeah, they make this artificial protein. It's nogeh halacha lemaisa. They make these protein. They make people who have
protein shakes.
Protein shakes, or people, these bodybuilders, they're very into powder.
Yeah.
So these protein, the protein powders, the very high quality protein powders, are made from the whey. They're not made from the ikar milk. They're made from the more expensive the proteins are, because the protein in milk does not come from the fatty substance. It comes from the more of the byproduct of the milk, and it's all of these products are all milchiks. They're all OUD. If you go, some of them don't even have a heksh altogether.
OUD, you don't even know it's milk.
Well, it's not a raya, but it's assumed to be milchiks. And the question is it really milchiks? It's a very interesting question. If a person needs this thing after flesh, the person has a very, let's say, you have a doctor says you need to have a high protein diet, and part of your protein diet is to have meat and fish, chicken, and you want to supplement it with one of these powdered drinks. And these powdered drinks are all, some of them, most of them don't have a heksher. So some will tell you don't need a heksher. Some of them are flavored, so the flavoring, so you can look at the ingredients, so you really need a heksher. But the pashtus is, the protein drinks that come from whey are all assumed to be milchiks. But it's not so simple. Because the whey is really mei chalav. And mei chalav is not really milchiks. Mechalav might be milk. It says mechalav. What is mechalav? So here it says in Shulchan Aruch mechalav is milchiks, but there are many madregos in mechalav. What?
They make it into powder.
Yeah, right.
That's another leniency. Not everyone. A lot of poskim are not happy with that.
They don't make it into powder.
They make it into powder, right? But
so
not
the
every
question is how much of the powder are they mixing into the product?
Even a small amount, whatever you're mixing in, it's.
So it's it should be bottled in the right. It's not even a shisha.
No, it is more than it's gives tam, it gives flavor.
No tam.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. Just something to be aware of.
You must have the halachic.
Okay, it could be. There are certain guidelines. I don't know the guidelines. But it's something to. This is a practical halacha that comes out. Today is a very popular thing where they extract protein from whey. Uh-huh. And is it milchiks or is it parif? It's assumed to be milchiks. But when push comes to shove, there may be grounds to be makel that it's not the mecholov of the Shulchan Aruch. There's the mecholov of Shulchan Aruch, which is more of a fatty substance, and then there is the commercial way, which is really would have been considered in halacha to be a byproduct of the whey, which would be parif. And this is something which the Vadei HaShulchan he touches upon in his sefer. Yeah. No, he doesn't say. He just says there are many opinions of what Mechalov is. Mechalov is a very complex topic. The definition of Mechalov in the modern world today, in modern times today, is complex. Because
we have a different problem with Mechalov. All the factories that, not all, when they milk the cows, they take the milk and they separate it. They take the heavy cream off one way, they take the liquid that's left, they make it into powder, and then they mix
the red, green, and blue.
And they regenerate it. How do they get exactly 5% fat, 10% fat, 2% fat? They mix it.
They mix it? I don't know what they do.
What they do is they take the liquid part of the milk and then they take a certain...
They do? They remix it?
The fats, they mix it and they regenerate it.
All right, okay. I don't know. Okay, Nechanami. Okay, let's finish up. Let's do the next note. The Chol of Mesa. This is a very fascinating topic. Chol of Mesa. You know, you can live in a world today where you don't have to violate any Yisrael Deraisa. You have a Ben Pekua. Animal doesn't need to think about this world you can live in today. There are people that are doing this. Rabbi Belsky was involved in this. I don't think he liked this. You have a Ben Pekua farm. All the animals on the farm are all descendants of animals that have been found inside of slaughtered mothers. So technically, an animal that's found inside of a mother does not require shechita. If you then reproduce them, if you mate them and then you populate them, reproduce them, then you can have a whole farm of creatures that all their zaydis, the babas and zaydis, the mothers were all a ben pekua, so they don't need shechita. Then you can have a whole flock of creatures that do not need shechita min ha-Torah. They'll take away all the problems of treifas.
Or you can do it like dolly. You can have the whole.
They don't need shechita. You don't treifa also. There's no treifas either. Nothing. You take away all the problems. So therefore, you don't need shechita. And as far as having a cheeseburger, no problem. You just go slaughter an animal and clean out its udders. You clean out its udders, and you have milk. And that milk is mutar min ha-Torah to cook with milk. There's always a solution. This is what my father used to say, joke is, certain journals says you're not allowed to smoke. It's pikuach nefesh, it's also to smoke. But a yid has an eitzah. You sell your lungs to a guy. So it's not my lungs. It's not my lungs. There's always a solution. Let's see. Chaf chaf hey. The chol of mesa. Dafka mesa legamri. Asa chel b'mid rabbanon. A person when it comes to chol of mesa is asa mid rabbanon. Av the b'loy mesa. Av shehi vaday treifa. Now here's a new halach. But let's say he did not die. The interesting shaila. But the animal is a vaday treifa. Now this nagi halach lemaisa. When it comes to this is the milk controversy. The milk controversy is. Animals today, they do medical procedures on animals which if they have a certain bloating, there's a certain condition that's very common. It's very common among cows or whatever animals are using for milk. They do a surgical procedure which they make a hole in their stomach. They make holes. What? It's old, 50 years old. Rav Moshe already passed on 50 years ago, and it's mutter. So they you make it into a shayla. So let's say lu yitzui. Let's say yavish situation when you really make it into a treif. They have a technique. With the technique, the way they do, they don't make it into a treif. It's not a neck of a foolish. It's a neck of shein of a foolish. That's one of the main etayim. But let's say they would do a surgical procedure. They have an amateur veterinarian. They would do a procedure that made it into a vaday treifa. So the milk is also. The halacha is if the animal is a vaday treifa, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the milk. So the question over here is: Davka meisel gami avol chel ba midrabanon avol emloy meisav shut vaday treifa vomenis lemisa also chel ba bosa me'atayra ubebishul v'hana. So if you have an animal, the milk is treif. Think about it: the milk is treif because the animal is a vaday treifa. So why can't that be an advantage? If the milk is treif, I can't drink the milk. But the milk is not called milk if I cook it. If I cook it with meat, there should not be an Isser Deraisa, because it's just like if the animal would have been dead, I would have been taking out the milk from the under, there would have been not an Isser Deraisa. So now when I go and I take the animal from an animal that's a treif, there should not be an Isser Deraisa. No, that's not true. You're not allowed to drink the milk, because it's coming from a non-dover ha-dover ha-bominatame is tame, but the milk is still called halachically milk, that if you were to cook it with meat, it would be an iser de'oiraisa. You play both sides of the coin l'chumra. Dehar u'ya lios, why? Because the determining factor in halacha, determining if something is called milk, is lo'sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. Is this animal roi to give birth? An animal that's a treifa is still roi to give birth. Therefore, it's still called an aim. Im hoysa muberis kvar, even if not now, even in the past, it's good enough. Therefore, that's one halacha. Now, next shayla. Next thing, shalin cholav shel ben pakua. What about the milk of ben pakua? You slaughter a mother, and inside the mother you find the fetus that's alive. And then the fetus has milk. So this indeed is a suffix in Rabbi Kiv Eger. If you take the milk of a ben bekor and you cook it with basar, is a deraisa.
Is this
cow
has to have given birth to produce milk?
Doesn't, not necessarily, it seems.
Like a person.
Like a person, I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Right, so it has to have a fetus. Have a fetus.
So let's say he did in the past. Let's say in the past
the
gave birth.
The fetus.
The fetus now?
It
grew up and it gave birth. So let's say Nachnami, the baby was taken out of the stomach of the womb of a shchuta, and now it had matured and it gave birth. And it gave birth and produced milk. So this animal does not require shchita. Does not require shchita. So the question is, what about the milk? So mi amrinan the cave of the einaton shchita kimavur leel simyud gimel and kain have kechala kechalev shchuto pater. So it's no different. It's no different. We just, if a person, you do shchita and you cut up with the animal and you take out the udder and there's milk. The milk is mutter. The milk is not called halachic cholov, and there's no din. There's no din of basar cholov. Likewise, if this animal does not need shchita because it is a ben pekua, there's no din of basar cholov. Or do we say came since the ruuya leilate, or do we say the main determination is that it's roy to give birth? It's l'sevash l'michalev imo. It should be called me. Milk, mikvish shapir v'chalevimo. V'yoychiach, Rabbi Akiva Eger, he answers his proof dilemma, the havi kecholav shchut apater ayin sham. He concludes with an amazing chiddush. The milk of a ben pakua is not subject to the laws of basar b'chalav. The coin, the chain cause of the shar hamelech per gimel mehilchos yisurim mizbech aloch yidalef. The chain cause of the tshuvas chasam service in yidalef. The ayin bepischei tshuvas sifkon yidalef shehevi min the noyde behuda seif simen lamadvav she cause of lehepach. The noyde behuda scholak and all the gedol yachanim rikiv eger the chasam seifer the shar hamelech sheyesh by iser toira kevan sheru uya lihiyos aim. Ayin sham ule inyan im mutun lishtois chola mebehema treifa. Okay, then he discussed what I mentioned before. Are you allowed to have milk that comes from an animal that has been classified as a treifa? That is another discussion. Ayin reishim peyal de mevursham de osur chalba kibisra dovar habomin hatamei tamei. And that's the controversy today. Not the controversy, it's mutter, but that is the issue today of the medical advances in technology, where they do medical procedures. See, this I mentioned this before. It's a fascinating idea. This concept is that today this is what I've read. I don't know anything to be factually true because I don't know firsthand. But I've read today that among some of the Cholov Yisrael farms. So the Cholov Yisrael, they don't have their own. Many don't have their own farms. They have them usually beshutfis with goyim. So anytime they have a situation where an animal needs this medical procedure, it's no big deal to swap it out with their partner, the non-Jew. You have a company that's producing Sunningdale. They're still in business, Sunningdale? No, a business. There's a company that's producing non-Cholov Yisrael milk. Okay, chol of stam, and then it's the same farm. So if you have an animal on the line that's been used for chol of yisro that needs this medical procedure, they'll switch, they'll trade. You take our animal, and you give us your animal, and if there's any difference in value between the cows, so we'll come to some type of agreement. And because we only want on our line cows that did not have this medical procedure, so no one should start having any complaints that we're not doing the medical procedure correctly. All of the cows on the Chol of Yisrael line did not have the medical procedure, and the cows that are on the line that are being used for Chol of Stam, they're going to be the ones that have the medical procedure. So it comes out today something very interesting, that when you buy Chol of Yisrael, it's not just a milah. Oh, this is one example. There are many examples, and many examples that are like this. It's not just the milah that it's chol of Yisrael and it's not chol of stam. The issue of chol of stam is maybe the goy, when no one was watching, he added some pig milk into the, right? That's never going to happen today, right? That's just not going to happen today. Right. And that's what Rav Moshe says. Right. Rav Moshe says, you don't have to be makbet in chol of the chumras is not all that necessary. Just not going to happen. They're going to milk pig milk into your cow milk. But it comes out today that when you're buying chol of Yisrael, it's not just a guarantee that there's no pig milk. There's a higher standard of kashrus. Because when there are issues, medical issues, in the cow, they have to be brought to a veterinarian for a medical procedure. And every medical procedure, as time goes on, is getting more and more complex. They do very sophisticated things today that 50 years ago were not done. And there are always new shilas that have to be dealt with. If you're dealing with a Chol of Yisrael animal, it's likely that there's less of a chance it experienced these complex shilas because it was given, what do we need? Ma'alanu l'tzara hazos. We'll switch. We'll trade with the guy. He'll take this animal. They don't care. We'll take their animal. We'll make an arrangement. And the standard of kashrus,
it's in maintain,
is higher in Chol of Yisrael than Chol of Stam. That is what has resulted today in the 21st century. You're buying Chol of Yisrael, it's not just a guarantee there's no pig milk. It's a different quality animal. It's an animal that has less halachic shilas.
But that has nothing to do with whey.
No, we're finished with whey. We're done with whey. We're done with that. Okay. Okay, so we finished the entire thing. We're done with this, so we're up to the Ramah. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue. We have to make new handouts with the Ramah, the Hagah. Okay, we'll stop here.